Drink water.
It went straight down my throat. I'm sorry.
Welcome to Channel 2 News, your number one news source for anything animated related. My name's B.
My name's Mazzy.
Woo!
There's a freaking ghost in the studio.
Woo!
Oh, this podcast is about cartoons, not ghosts, and cartoon news, and cartoons, and tunes, and animation. So hello,
Hello.
It's cartoon time.
Come back. Let's fucking get into it.
Let's freaking do it.
We do trailers, right? We do trailers first, right?
We've lost our ways.
We've lost our ways. Okay, so we only had two trailers this time. Ooh. The first one you sent me was, I have to scroll back a little bit, was Adam by Eve, a live-in animation by Netflix.
So this one halfway counts.
Yeah, I think it counts.
It, like, kind of counts, yeah. Listeners, if you're a fan of Eve, who is a very, very, very popular Japanese singer, music maker, I forgot the good word for that, but you know what I mean. Very cool voice that guy has. There's going to be a Netflix show kind of about him or inspired by his music, which I think is really cool. The description in the trailer YouTube video, a mysterious story that is depicted with vibrant visuals that combine live action with 3D CG and 2D animation, which I think is very cool. High school student Aki wanders into a strange world created by the mysterious entity, oh boy, Hitosume-sama, in search of her friend Taki, who has suddenly disappeared before her eyes. Guided by Taki's voice, she finds a fictional Shibuya district that is neither dream nor reality. But what lies there? Question mark? And at the bottom of it, it is anime, live action, and music by cutting-edge artist Eve, all weaved together into this dreamlike Sonic experience inspired by the story of Adam and Eve.
Sonic!
I got really excited when I saw Sonic. It looks neat and interesting, and it comes out very, very soon on March 15th. What'd you have to say about it?
Honestly, I think this looks very cool. Mm-hmm. I'm actually pretty excited about it, if I can be honest.
You can be honest.
Yeah, I've actually been meaning to watch the trailer for this, and then I was like, uh-oh, I forgot. So I'm glad that we get this down. It looks so good. It looks very gorgeous, and I'm excited to see and hear the musics.
The musics. I'm not, like, the hugest fan of Eve. A couple of his songs, but I haven't, like, delved into his stuff. So I'm excited. It looks cool. Music good.
Yeah, I agree.
It looks interesting. And I do always like a mix between live action and 2D. We know this. We know this about me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're good. But yeah, I really do look forward to it, and like you said, I also am excited to see more live action and animation mix. That's also very fun.
Thank you, Eve.
Thank you, Eve.
The next one, okay, I was a little hesitant to bring up the next trailer, but there is something I really want to talk about it, so I did send it to you, and I was like, I'm sorry. This is going to make us go nuts for a little bit, but it's fine. The next trailer was Human Resources, which is a Big Mouth spinoff.
It is.
I don't think we're the biggest fans of Big Mouth. Am I right with that?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'd say you're right. What if I was just like, actually, I think the show's pretty good.
I would freak it.
Just going against everything you know about me. I'm just like, actually, I'm a pretty big Mouth head. That sentence, I could not get that sentence out. There was too many contrasting words.
It hurts. I don't know very much about Big Mouth. I remember watching one episode and not liking it. I'm sorry.
That's fair. I don't think I've watched any of this.
It's just not for me. I think it's generally a weird show. And usually I'm down for weird, but it's like gross weird, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got so successful. But anyways, I'm assuming this takes place in the same universe of like hormone monsters.
Yeah.
But there's other monsters that kind of help guide you through confusing feelings, I guess, or just feelings in general. And it introduces you, the trailer introduces you to a lot of different monsters, like Shame Wizard's Logic Rocks and Love Bugs. There we go.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, if I don't like Big Mouth, I don't think I'll like this show either, but
yeah.
I do, there's like a couple of things that I appreciate about it, which is wild to say. I'm glad that it's not focusing on children anymore. My dog just barked.
Oh, hello. So, but I do agree with that, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
That's good. That's it makes it a little less uncomfortable. And there's one thing that really surprised me about this show.
Go on.
My friend sent me a tweet. And
I know the tweet. I was gonna bring it up. I wanted to show you, but I was like, maybe you'll see this if you haven't seen it already. But I know the tweet because I saw it and I was like, oh wow,
yeah,
that's crazy.
There's a tweet. I'll just say what the tweet says. In a sea of animation horror stories, I just want to say that the time I spent on this show was one of the most ethically run productions I've ever been a part of. The process was constantly being evaluated to preserve quality of life and stave off burnout. And it goes on a whole thread on how nicely the employees were treated, which is fantastic. But when my friend sent me this tweet, I was like, oh, that's wonderful. I wonder what cartoon it is. And then I click on it, and it's Human Resources?
Wait, you go.
It's like, you know that Onion article that's like, the worst human being you know has made a good point?
Yeah. The worst like cartoon that. You know has been ethical.
This entire time.
I think I had it, like, recommended to me based off of my likes and whatnot, and it was like, hey, look at this. And I, like, saw it, and I was like, ugh. I was like, I wasn't expecting it to be this way. It surprised me.
No. It wouldn't, like, not this show. Like, good for them, obviously.
Yeah, good for them.
Bare minimum for the employees there.
Yeah.
Because they should all be treated with respect. It's just, I was not expecting Human Resources.
Yeah.
But good for them. And hopefully more employees get treated like they did with Human Resources.
Yeah, because, like, of course they have these studios who make these shows, but considering that two of the biggest shows to come out of Netflix, animated shows to come out of Netflix in the past couple of months, Arcane and the Cuphead show, they do have their, you know, their stuff. So it's like, if you can do it here, you can also do it elsewhere, you know. Try to fix your shit. That's all I'm saying. Fix your shit, please.
Please. Thank you. Please. Thank you, Human Resources. If there's anything thank I can you. Praise them for, is that.
Yeah.
So, the show's not for me, but thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have any final words?
I mean, I do, but they're not very nice, and I want to leave this on a good note. So I don't know if I should speak.
You can go ahead.
Okay, well, when I watched the trailer, I forgot how ugly Big Mouth was, and seeing this was like, I was like, oh, yeah, it's always looked like this, hasn't it?
It's always looked like this.
Yeah. Ugh,
yay, positive. I'm not a fan of, not a fan of the art style either.
But. Oh, yeah. Like, every character in this universe looks so gross. Not grotesque, but they hurt my brain to look at. Mm-hmm. And I don't like it. That's the best way I can say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
Wait, shit. When's it coming out? I forgot that. Oh, Human Resources comes out March 18th. That's also very soon. Yay.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
It's for your birthday. Yay.
No. Can Adam by Eve and this one swap places, please? That would make me very happy.
I do have news. So we can end our Bender trilogy, because the past couple of episodes we've been talking about Bender and the whole Bender situation. If you don't know, John DiMaggio, the voice actor of Bender, refused to be a part of the reboot because he believed that him and his local the other voice members of the cast so that's so bad. the other voice people, everyone, all the voice actors should have been paid more than what was on the contract. And so he refused. And just kidding, he said yes. So he's on the team officially now. That has been stated. And I hope that not just him, but everybody on the voice cast have gotten an increase in pay.
Me too.
And I hope that this wasn't just a social media stunt.
Oh, yeah. I hope that was not. Yeah.
And I also hope that he wasn't harassed so much by people, which I feel like a good majority of people were kind of on his side, but you know. So I hope he wasn't, you know, harassed to be a part of something that would underpay him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, good for them. I still don't like that there's a Futurama reboot, but good for them. I hope they're getting paid well.
Me too. Please. It costs a little, pay people well.
Before we started the podcast, because this is a fairly sensitive topic, so trigger warning for homophobia and transphobia for the next 5 minutes. There has been some very unfortunate news that came out recently that, according to WDWNT, which is like the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, which is not a website I was expecting to be on, Disney has donated to every sponsor of the Don't Say Gay bill, in Florida, and I'm going to start my timer. Now, the CEO of Disney, Bob Chapek, I'm going to piss on your grave. This is an anti-LGBT bill, and it's awful, and it's not going to help anything. It's just going to make so many children's lives worse. And it's so frustrating, because Disney has, they've always been fake. That's been my huge problem with Disney recently, is that they're like, oh yeah, we love inclusivity, and here's Pride merch, here's Mickey ears, but with rainbows on them. And then they continue to support awful shit like this. And they continue to censor whenever people try to put, like, vaguely gay things into Disney cartoons, they immediately get censored. There's been multiple people that have come out about things like this, and it's just, pirate Disney, I don't care. Stop supporting Disney. Stop giving them their money. They're clearly using it to do awful, awful things. And I don't care. I don't care if you love Encanto the movie. I don't care. Shut up. They're awful. I'm like vibrating right now. Fuck you, Bob Chapek. And I do think it's very cool that a lot of Disney employees have been coming out recently, on Twitter especially, with their disdain for this whole situation. And I think that's incredibly powerful because, like, they could easily be blacklisted or fired for just even standing up for this kind of nonsense from Disney. One example being Dana Terrace, who created the Owl House, and she, there we go. Thank you, Twitter, for showing me pronouns. Yay. she is doing a charity event, a charity live stream on March 13th, which is should be the day after this podcast comes out. And so, like, the hashtags don't stay gay, hashtag Disney do better. It's, I mean, thank you to all of the employees, all of the workers in the animation industry, especially underneath Disney, who are, have been, vocalizing everything about this situation. I think that's incredibly, I don't want to say, like, brave, because I feel like that gets thrown around a lot, especially with, like, LGBT issues, but, you know, it's strong and empowering. Explode, Disney. I don't care. Yeah. That's been 3 minutes. I don't know. It's very hard for me to put this into words, but I'm extremely disgusted by this. And, I mean, truly, Disney do better. But honestly, like, this has been something that Disney has been doing for a while now.
Yeah.
Just constant censorship. And it's awful. It sucks. I can't just edit out a fart noise, but, you know.
Dude, wait, you know that one sound effect? Wait, can I find it really quickly and play it into my mic? That's not smart, but I'm gonna do it anyway.
That's not smart. You can just, like, send me the sound file.
Oh, I was really just gonna... okay, I was gonna play it. Wait, I'll send it to you. You can put that in there.
Yeah. This whole situation sucks. I do want to say one more thing. Chapek also mentioned, according to CNN, that Disney would pledge $5 million to organizations working to protect LGBT rights. That's chump change, idiot. Give billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars. I'm stealing this from a Twitter post that I retweet, but how much money did it cost to make Mars? Mars needs moms. How much money did that take? Because it wasn't $5 million. It was $150 million.
Chump change. Awesome.
Chump change.
Give us more.
I would say something, but I do not want to have to find a lawyer, so yay. For all legal reasons, this is a joke.
Me doing death threats was a joke.
It was a joke. Come on.
Just a little goof between pals. Yeah, I have one more thing that will lighten up the mood, because I know this is something we're very excited about. You know how Jellystone was getting a season 2?
Yeah.
In addition to that, it is also getting 40 more episodes.
Yeah, Ebony!
We won.
We won. Jellystone heads rise. We did it. I'm gonna be honest, I was so afraid that you were gonna be like, yeah, you know how Jellystone was getting another season? I'm like, yeah, and you're just like, oh, it's not happening anymore. I was gonna be like, oh no. I was so afraid that's where that sentence was going. Uh-oh. But I'm happy, yay. Jellystone's so good.
It's so good. Thank you, Jellystone.
Thank you, Jellystone.
Entirely honest, I think this week was a fairly slow news week the past 2 weeks, or either everything got drowned out by Disney being an awful company. Do not support them, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that's truly all I had for the news section of this episode.
All right.
Shrek and Shrek 2 are on Netflix now. Watch them also.
Oh. Yeah, when I was looking at the show that we were watching for this week, I saw Shrek and I was like, oh shit. Hi. What are you doing?
No
here?
Way.
Teehee. On the front page. Teehee. Oh wait, about Jellystone. Okay. My only demand is I want to see more of the banana splits. That's all I want. Give me more banana splits, and that's it. I will not complain about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I have.
Do you want to talk about the show we watched?
Yes. The show that we watched was BoJack Horseman. Man.
Season 1.
Theme song. It's very chill.
It's like a good song.
Yeah.
And I really like the visuals that goes along with it. And if you do mm-hmm. continue to watch more of the show, I'm excited to see how, your reaction to the intro. Don't know how to say it. Yeah, you'll find out maybe. How much of the show did you watch?
Okay, here's the thing. I genuinely want to watch more of this show, and once we get done, I'm probably gonna finish this season. But I watched up to, like, the beginning of episode 9.
That's pretty good. Okay.
Here's the thing. This is a show I've been meaning to watch ever since it came out, but I never did. And that's why I want to watch it this week, because I was like, okay, I actually would like to watch this, but I know I'm not gonna get on it unless I have something, like, making me watch it. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch this now. And like in the first 10 minutes, I was like, okay, I get it. I get it. I understand. Like, I get why this.
Really?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Mm. It was like, here's the thing. I cannot binge watch shows at all. That is not something that I can do. But I tend to wait to watch the shows until a little bit later in the week. Because I want to have it, like, fresh in my mind, which is not very smart of me to do, but it is something that I do. So, like, when I watched it yesterday, usually I'll be like, I'll watch a couple of episodes, and I'll see what I can do. No, I watched 6 episodes in one day. 6 episodes. Nice. I watched this show while I was getting ready for work today. I like this show.
Okay.
The only other show that I can think of that I've done this with was Tear Along the Dotted Line. That's it.
Nice.
Yeah.
These are both solid shows.
Yeah, solid shows.
Okay. Because I do have, not really like an opposing viewpoint, but I have watched the whole series, and I do think season 1 is absolutely the weakest.
Oh wow! I'm in love with the show so far. So if it gets better from here, I'm excited to see that.
Oh boy! It feels like the first 6 episodes they're like still introducing you to the characters, and I think I'm just kind of used to how it is in like later seasons, where they're a little. The writing's a little different, and maybe I would say better. and I don't know, just rewatching season 1, I was like, I'm glad they changed the little things that they did.
Yeah. You were like, hurry it up!
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of the, especially the earlier episodes, they kind of not really like the stereotypical like adult animated like bullshit they put in there. You know what I mean? Like there's sometimes just like gore kind of, and then like swears, and then drugs, funny. Haha.
Yeah.
I feel like the first couple of episodes are a little bit excessive on that.
The Sarah Lynn episode was a trip. I will say that.
It was.
It was a trip, yeah.
But I do think, and we can get to this later, but I do think it starts to get really, really good at, yes, episode 7 and 8.
Oh, yeah.
That's when it's like, that's when it like hits. And it's oh. That's why I DM'd you, and I was like, you have to at least watch 7 and 8, because that, and that, that's, at least to me, that's when it like really starts feeling like they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, they found their stride.
Do you want to talk about the characters?
Sure. Well, if I was like, no, it's not.
Short episode, this one.
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about the characters. Well, we gotta talk about the man himself, Bojack Horseman. He sure is a dude.
He's a guy. I'm trying not to bring like spoilers, because I have opinions later on. But yeah, he's just an ass. That's the whole bit, right? He's just a jerk. But he had an awful childhood.
He sure is an ass. Make up
for the fact. I think Will Arnett does a really good job with his voice, and I think like this is, I wouldn't say like, oh, this is like Will Arnett's peak, because I don't know, he's done a lot of things, you know what I mean? This is where he started doing cartoons, but I feel like Bojack has always been like a really, really good performance from him, especially later on. No spoilies, but I don't know. I feel like I hear his voice now sometimes in animated movies, and I'm like, oh, come on. But in Bojack, it's like, ah, that's right. This makes sense.
Yeah, that's him.
That's him. That's Bojack.
That's Bojack. I agree. I think this is a very good performance. How do you feel about him?
He like sucks, right?
He's like kind of blows.
He's pitiful.
He's pathetic. But not in the
stupid
way.
Stupid idiot horse.
Exactly. It, literally, this man, this horse is a slut. Oh my god. Yeah. It's like, I understand why you are the way that you are, but also, I wish you weren't.
I wish you weren't. Go to therapy. Come on now. But I like that they kind of wrote him, especially in the beginning, where he clearly sucks, but you don't hate watching him do the things. Like, you don't hate the show because of him.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes that's a little hard. Or some people do. I'm sure some people do. But, you know, at least not for me.
I agree.
Because I think he's a good protagonist. he's just kind of fun to watch in the first season, and you just kind of like, he's not a good person, but you just kind of get it, you know? You're like, alright, this is the guy we're stuck with forever now.
Yeah.
He's really hard to describe, I think. But how do you feel about Diane?
I love Diane. She's girl's got issues, and you know what? Cheers.
Cheers. Like Good for her.
Good for her. I like her. I think she's a very interesting character. Her dynamic with her family, her relationship with Bojack is very interesting. Her relationship with Mr. Peanut Butter is also very interesting. I do like to see her. Whenever she shows up, I'm like, yes, there she is.
Yippee.
Yeah, she's very good. I quite like her.
Oh, she's good. She's like, she's good.
She's good. Yeah.
It's hard to describe. I like kind of how her brain works, which is a very weird thing to say, but it very much makes sense for a writer to kind of think and feel and express the way that she expresses and talks.
Yeah.
I think she's really, really interesting, and I'm trying very hard not to say spoily things for literally the next episode, but for you. But I did. I think she's neat. I think she's nice, and I do think it's like a really interesting thing that her and BoJack kind of hit it off, despite kind of how different they are. They think each other is neat.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure they're probably going to get into this at one point. And after I say these words, you probably won't be able to say anything. But I don't know. I don't think they should get together. I feel like I don't know how that would go.
Oh, yeah. Like, feels like they can be buddies, of course. But like,
yeah,
relationship wise, it feels weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think BoJack needs like help before he gets into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, also about Diane, I feel like she's probably like the most grounded character in the series that I've mm-hmm. seen thus far. Yeah. Yeah. Like, she feels kind of like a, not quite like an audience surrogate or like some, like someone to relate to, but she kind of just feels like a normal person in all the craziness of this world.
Mm-hmm.
But she also has her issues. Yeah.
But she very much has issues.
She very much has issues, yeah.
I will say one thing that I really liked about like rewatching this show, and especially the first season, is that mm-hmm. there's so many little things that I noticed that come back later, mm-hmm. and I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
And I like, because like I feel that. Like if you're like pondering on like, oh, will this come back up again, like 99% sure it will. It will most likely get some closure or some new cool thing added to it. It's just neat. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Diane's just neat. She's a really good character, and I'm glad you like
yeah.
her.
Yeah. I'm putting her in my pocket.
I mean, they all get better from here on out, so.
Okay, that's good.
How about freaking Mr. Peanut Butter?
I have thoughts on him. I laugh at him, but I don't think I like him very much. You feel he's giving, like, okay, so the first time you see him, he's, like, it's at the restaurant when, like, Princess Carolyn and BoJack are breaking up, and he's just like, okay, I'm just mm-hmm. gonna sit here while you guys are breaking up, and I'm just gonna be here now. I'm just like, oh, I don't like that. I don't know if I like you. I feel like he's been in the limelight for so long, he kind of just doesn't know how to turn it off, like, you know, like, just be a person. And like, there's mm-hmm. the episode where he proposes to Diane, and he's like, yeah, there's no cameras, no sets, I'm being real, and she says yes, and then like, it's like there's like 50 billion people and cameras around, he doesn't even hang out with her. And I was like, oh yeah, I don't think I like you very much. I think he's entertaining, but he's an ass.
Oh, definitely. He's pretty inconsiderate. Yeah. And I think that's a really interesting, like, he's a really interesting combo of like kind of different personality traits, where he's really kind and like nice, mm-hmm. but he's also very inconsiderate, and he kind of doesn't take into consideration, that's what inconsiderate means,
yeah.
other people's feelings,
yeah.
or he can't like read the room very well. And I think that's really interesting about him.
Yeah, I feel like he's also kind of like, I don't know if I'm, what's the word I want to use, like a, he's kind of like the opposite of BoJack, which I think is very interesting too, because like mm-hmm. like, you know, his show Mr. Peanut Butter's House basically ripped off Horsing Around, and his mm-hmm. and one of them got a very nice and successful career out of it, while the other one did not. And I don't know, it's nice seeing how different they are, you know.
I like them. Yeah. I like Mr. Peanut Butter, but it's kind of in the same way, like, he sucks. Yeah. You know, I know he sucks, but I like him.
Yeah. I agree, yeah. I think...
He sticks his tongue out and I go, tee-hee-hee.
Like, I like to see him on screen, and he's very entertaining, but I'm also like, oh, get out of here.
I feel like he's a really good example of, like, writing an annoying character that isn't really annoying to the audience. Mm-hmm. Some people would disagree with that, but I don't think he's, like, I don't think he's annoying to the audience, at least, but he's annoying to the characters sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely BoJack.
Definitely BoJack. We know this. We know this is about BoJack.
Yeah, we know this. Who else? How you feel about Todd? That is his name, right? Yes. I was just That's watching his name, right? Yeah. Yeah.
He's maybe my second favorite character.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you not like him? I'm putting my hands on my hips.
No, I actually like him a lot.
Tell you all about Todd.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I actually really like him. The thing is, I just kind of have like a sensor for characters who I feel like you would like at this point.
Son of a bitch.
And I was like, okay, yeah, this feels like a, yeah. I was like, this feels like a mom.
He's just stupid. He's just dumb, and I like that.
And he's wearing a beanie.
Damn it.
I was like, yeah, this feels, yeah. I actually do really like Todd. Like, there really isn't a character that I don't like in some way, shape, or form. I do quite like Todd a lot. Yeah.
He's good and he's silly, and I think it's a really interesting dynamic to kind of bring in a character that just didn't leave BoJack's house, and BoJack's just kind of okay with it. I think that's a really kind of interesting dynamic.
I will say the rock opera episode, oh my god. That made me go insane.
I would support his rock opera.
Me too. I personally would not do the scheme that BoJack did if I was him.
He's always scheming. That's the thing.
He's always scheming. He's so fucked up.
He's gotta be evil.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. And Todd at around the end of the season I also really like, but I can't say that now.
Oops.
But I think he gets like a little bit of development that I like. And there's one thing, okay. There's one thing about Todd that I don't like, and this will be controversial.
Oh, go ahead.
I think in the first season they didn't quite nail the art style of BoJack, of the show, not BoJack himself, but BoJack Horseman, the show. And Todd's head is too big.
Very controversial.
Or Diane's head is too small. Either one of those works. But
someone's head is weird.
Someone's head is weird. Sometimes if you put two of the human characters next to each other, they do not look the same, and it bugs me a little bit.
Okay, that's but that's fair. Fine. I never really noticed, but maybe now that you pointed out, I will notice.
His head's huge. His head is huge. It's wild.
Oh gosh.
But other than that, like I do like the character designs.
Me too. I think everyone looks very nice. Mm-hmm. How you feel about Princess Carolyn?
She is my number one favorite character of the show. Smiles.
Yes.
I think she's very neat. She's just such a girl boss, you know? Like,
literally.
She's just really good. And like, I'm gonna say this about every character in the show, but they do get better, and I really like her development later on, but that doesn't matter right now. I think she has like a really strong introduction and just a very, not really like a loud personality, but a strong personality. And I think that's kind of hard to get immediately when you're writing a show like this. So, I mean, props to them for making such a good character immediately.
Yeah, I agree.
I also like that she's pink.
Me too. I like that she's a pink cat. This hot pink bitch is named Princess Carolyn.
And there's, like, if I remember right, there's, like, no other, like, neon cat. I don't know why she's pink, but that's cool. Good for her.
Good for her. I love her very much. As soon as she came on screen, I was like, yup, that's it.
Thank you, Princess Carolyn. She's very good.
She's always going through it. I feel that.
She is. Oh, she's so busy.
She is.
I like her outfit. Her design is, like, one of the best in the show, definitely.
I agree.
And I think the episode focused on her, 6 or 7, I believe. Let me look at that really quick. 7. Say anything.
8. Because 8 was the...
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, episode 7, Say Anything. Like, that's an extremely strong episode, and I'm glad that, it was centered around Princess Carolyn. Yeah. It's very good. And I think she's neat. Good. And she's very silly and funny, and she says funny things. She goes, oh, fish, which I think is cute.
I was gonna mention that. I was like, this episode is very good, and I like it a lot.
It's a really good episode. It's a really good episode. And, oh, what's the frog do? It's sticky.
Yeah. My hands are sticky. No. I'm messing it up. The phone is ringing. That's me. Me getting phone calls. The phone is ringing. What do I do?
And it does have, like, one of the first, like, real hard-hitting moments of the show. Where, Bojack gets that callback from Herb. Ooh.
I was like, uh-oh.
Ooh, and then the ending, like, uh-oh.
It was...
Happy birthday, Princess Carolyn.
Is there anyone else? I think that's...
Not really out of the main cast, but there's, like, side characters. Like, Sarah Lynn, how do you feel about her?
I feel so bad for her.
Yeah.
That whole episode, I was just like, oh no. Everything bad is happening.
She was dealt like she was dealt an extremely bad set of cards.
And
she truly had nothing else but to play them. I hope you like that analogy.
I felt bad for Bojack. I felt bad for both of them.
It was a generally bad situation for all of them in that episode.
Please go see a therapist. I'm begging you.
Please.
And it's like, you see the flashbacks of when they were younger and Sarah Lynn was like no older than like probably like 12, maybe like 8. Those are two very different ages, but you get what I'm saying. She was a little kid, and it's like she didn't really have any other role models in her life. Like, her mom was kind of like one of those stage moms in a way, and like the only other adult she really had in her life was Bojack, and Bojack was just like, get the fuck away from me. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel bad for her.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty interesting commentary on, like, child stars.
Yeah.
Because, like, that should, like, not be a thing. And it's weird how it's so normalized, especially in the, like, Hollywood industry. Which, by the way, I think we should bring that up. I really do like how it's called Hollywood.
Yeah.
After the D gets stolen. It's very cute to me.
The Hollywood heels.
Yes. What was your favorite episode?
Okay. I have a couple, honestly. I watch an episode, I'm like, oh, that was my favorite episode. And then I watch another episode, I'm like, oh, that was my favorite episode. I think maybe from the ones that don't really seem to be, like, super big, I guess. I say that and then it's gonna come back later somehow. I like the one where it's like BoJack hates the troops. I love that one. It was so funny. It was so funny to me. It was so good.
He's like right though.
Yeah. I was like, no, literally throughout the whole episode, I'm like, no, let him speak. The one time where he's right. He's right. Let him speak.
The one time. Fuck the troops.
What happens in the episode is that, like, BoJack, he goes to the supermarket and he's like about to buy some stuff, and then he sees like a box of muffins laying in like some bananas or some oranges or something. He's like, and so he picks them up, and then like this seal comes up to him, like a seal man. He comes up to him, he's like, oh, those are mine. And BoJack's like, what do you mean? So after an argument about whether or not he had rightful dibs on those muffins, BoJack ends up buying them, not because he wanted them, but because the dude was pissing him off. So he bought them and he ate all of them. And then on the news, it turns out that the man in question, the seal, he was a literal Navy SEAL, and he stole muffins from a man who saved our country. And so, yeah, he goes through a lot, and I think it's very funny to me, but also he's right. He's like, fuck that man, fuck him and his muffins, and fuck. Yeah, I can't say that last part. It's just a very funny episode to me. It's very good.
One thing I really do like about the show is the, like, kind of creativity with the animal characters, and I like how the seal is a seal.
Yeah.
They really like their alliteration and their puns in this show,
oh,
which I
yeah.
appreciate.
His name was like Neil.
Neil McBeal, the Navy SEAL.
Yeah. And I love puns, so I was like, yes.
Yippee. Mm-hmm.
What's one of your favorite episodes
out of this season? Later on, episode 11, I really, really like, and I'm sure you can figure out why when you watch it. It's an interesting episode, I'll say that. But out of the ones you watched, I do really like the telescope, which is episode 8, and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, boy. That
it gets
rough, and I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. That is also one of my favorites too.
It's good. Yeah, I feel like BoJack isn't a good show to watch when you're sad.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because it gets very, very rough, and but that's something I like about it for some reason. I like how awful things can get. Do want to talk about that episode for a little bit, because Herb Kazaz is the creator of Horsing Around, and
he
is gay, which is good for him.
Not so good that this was in the 90s.
But this was in the 90s. And he pretty much gets fired from his job immediately for being gay after he gets, like, forcibly kicked out the closet. And I think it's like an interesting dynamic to have him kind of not really idolize BoJack, but you can kind of tell that he likes BoJack.
Yeah, yeah.
Very much so, because he tries to kiss him. So I think it's really interesting that he, like, tries to get BoJack's support, and BoJack doesn't help him in his time of need, because Herb was like, if you just threaten to quit the job, if they fire me, then maybe I can stay. But BoJack doesn't even attempt to do that.
Yeah.
And that, like, truly has ruined both of their lives.
Yeah.
And because I feel like without that, like, their relationship would have been healed, and, like, maybe the show wouldn't go the direction it did. Not to say that, like, the show failed, but it definitely did take a weird turn, apparently, after the later seasons where Herb wasn't a part of it.
The ending, they show, like, the ending episode of one scene, And I was like, oh, wow. The horse just dies. Yeah. And they're like, okay, we got to take your child, protect them. Oh, wait, I don't think we describe what horsing around is. It's just really...
The BoJack Horseman is a old... Not old.
I would say like a 20-something.
In the show. You scared me. I was like, this man is 50.
No.
In the show, horsing around, he's about like 20. Mm-hmm. I would say like kind of maybe late 20s-ish.
Yeah.
And he is like a very stereotypical family sitcom where, you know, it's a horse taking care of three little orphans. 1, 2, 3. All alone without a family tree. And then this horse said, hey, come live with me. It's just, you know, 80s sitcom family stuff. We know this. I like seeing the little clips. I think there's an episode of Horsing Around, like, on Netflix. Like, an official episode, which I think is really interesting.
I think there's a holiday special.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I need to rewatch that then. Ooh.
It also kind of makes me depressed because it's like, oh, you can tell BoJack has rewatched this show so many times. And I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. I'm like, buddy, you gotta give it up.
And he still sometimes is in the mindset of like, things can just get better automatically without even trying because it's similar to a sitcom where, you know, they have the drama for 30 minutes, but at the end of the episode, everything's fine.
Yeah.
But that's not real life, BoJack. Oh.
That's not how it works. Yeah. Wait, what were we talking about before we talked about horsing around?
It was just the whole Herb situation.
Because there's one character, we gotta give you child protective services now. I was like, oh my god, why'd they do that?
I think that episode's just, like, kind of real. I think, because Herb is clearly still mad at BoJack for not doing what he said and kind of screwing up his entire life, but he did some good things, you know, despite kind of being, I would argue he was like blacklisted from like Hollywood for a while.
Yeah.
He like still, you know, helped people around the world with charities and things like that, which is cool, which is really nice of him.
He kind of became like a philanthropist. I can't say words.
I think Herb's neat. I like him. Yeah, he gets diagnosed with cancer, and he's pretty much on his deathbed, and BoJack and Diane, I think Diane kind of pushes BoJack to it a little bit, to, like, meet with him one final time. Sarah's like, he has cancer.
Because, like...
And then, yeah. My bad.
Yeah, he's like, he gets her to come with him. He's like, can you please?
That's true.
Because I don't want to be alone. Yeah.
I think a buffer. Yeah.
What she does kind of push him to do, though, is like, because he's like, oh, this doesn't feel right. So she's like, you got to talk about the bad thing you did. You need to tell him you're sorry. And he goes back in. That's when that whole scene happens. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I will say, I've seen this scene on Tumblr, and I was like, oh, that's the scene.
That's the scene. Yeah, it's like, I don't want to say it's iconic, but it's like very much a very important moment in the show, I think.
Yeah.
And I like it. Like, BoJack deserved that. Scene. You know, I Herb absolutely does not need to forgive him for anything. And, like, I'm glad that he stood his ground for that.
Yeah. I agree. But I thought this earlier, I guess yesterday, but the fun part about watching shows is when you get to the part. Oh, I was thinking about Breaking Bad. I don't think I can watch Breaking Bad because I'm going to get to, like, a serious scene. I'm going to be like, oh, that's that meme. Like, the part where he's like, he can't keep getting away with it. I'm going to start bursting out laughing. I didn't laugh watching this scene in BoJack, but I immediately went, oh, I know this part.
the scene of like Walter falling over in the desert.
like, what even is the context for this?
It's insane. I'm not gonna tell you, but oh my god.
Okay.
Yeah, with the Breaking Bad remix, and it's like, you are not the guy. You were never capable of being the guy. I had a guy, but now I don't. And I was like, oh my god, I know that. It's from the remix. It's from the song.
You're like, I know this. Oh god.
My daddy and my mommy. There's one thing I want to say about BoJack, which you might know this or you might not, is that they have one... I don't know how to word this without it sounding funny. They have one use of the word fuck in every season.
Really?
And...
Wow.
And... it is always used whenever BoJack has ruined a relationship with someone, which I think is very interesting.
I hate this horse man.
Oh, just you wait.
Good God. One
episode
I do
worse.
One episode I do want to talk about is, we already talked about it a little bit, but the freaking Sarah Lynn episode. Oh my God. Okay, I already knew things were gonna head in this direction because I don't feel like BoJack can look at a woman without fucking her. But I was like, King. Not even King. I was like, dog, don't do
not
this.
Not even King.
Not this.
No.
No. Oh my god. Oh god. I don't even know how to describe it. I was just like, huh. No! I was, like banging on the windows, and they can't hear it. I'm like, no! Stop!
It's very much a power imbalance, and him kind of enabling her, which isn't great.
Yeah. We should give context.
They have sex.
They have... Yeah, they fall. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Good God. Okay, Sarah Lynn, she played the baby. Not the literal baby, but she was like the kid. She was like the youngest member of the orphans on Horsing Around. And so like throughout like a little bit at the beginning of the episode, they like show her growing. She's like when she was like in her 20s or like in her like her older teenage years. Let me take a sip of water. Yay, we love water. But when she was around that age, it was kind of like, oh, she's making music, she's a pop star, and she's very sexually provocative. She's very open about her sexuality, this and that. And then, like, when she's 30, they're like, she's kind of washed up now. Like, people are kind of over her. They're on to the next thing. So, she and BoJack meet again. She lives with him. She pisses him off by doing a... Like, he doesn't get mad at her, though, even though it's very obviously stuff that makes him... Which isn't great. Like, she's, like, destroying his house and having parties and stuff and doing all that sort of stuff. And then when he does try to put his foot down, they fuck.
Yeah, their relationship isn't the best.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, I'd agree.
It's not great.
Not great, yeah. Scratching my head. Yeah, I don't know. It was just an episode that I don't know if I'd say had a lasting impression on me, but I was like, oh.
That's definitely like a significant moment in the show, though. Yeah.
I was like,
Completely unrelated. I noticed in the backgrounds, which they might do this in later seasons, but I wouldn't be able to tell you with full confidence. But sometimes they have like very far off characters that are just like shapes.
Really?
And I think that's interesting because I like. Not really like shapes, but they're more blobby looking. And later on in the seasons, I'm like pretty sure there are like more so fully rigged characters, which I think is really interesting. I think for a show like this, it's important to have like a lot of background characters.
Oh yeah.
And because, you know, they live in Hollywood.
Hollywood.
I don't know. I feel like, because I am, like, absolutely comparing to later seasons, but, like, the backgrounds and some of the side characters and some of the, like, side character designs are not great. there's some people that look, like, a little off, and it's weird.
Yeah, I get that, and there's
some parts in the background that are just, like, flat shapes that don't mesh with the characters very well, I would argue. But, like, pretty much most of my complaints about this season get fixed later on. Hmm. Which is good.
Yeah.
I would argue with BoJack, it had a bit of a rough start, but when it found its, like, when it found its footing, it gets really, really good. So
yeah, I agree. I haven't seen much of the footage, but I do agree from what I've seen many of people
I've
say.
Seen all the footing.
You've seen all of the footing. You've seen the stepping, the kicking, the running. You've seen the footing.
I've seen it.
You've seen it, you know. Anything else we should mention?
I don't think so.
I also don't think so. You want to do ratings?
See, the problem is, like, the later episodes are good, but I just kind of don't like the first couple of episodes. But I don't know if that's enough to, like, just drag it down.
Yeah. I would rather you only do season one, but I don't know.
Oh, absolutely. I'm only going to do season one. Okay. But
you're just like, here's my ring for the entirety. BoJack.
I'd give season one a 7 out of 10.
A 7?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I give season one a 9.3.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wait, is that my highest rating? We have the rating somewhere.
There's no way.
This can't be my highest rating. If it has a higher rating than Perfect Blue, I'd be surprised.
Your highest rating is Kid Cosmic Season 1, which is 9.8.
Okay. Wait, what's my second highest? That's going to be Kid Cosmic Season 2. Don't I remember because I went from a 9.8 to a 9.7. What's my third highest rating?
9.5, I think, yes, which is mm-hmm. All of the other reindeer, and
what the hell did I give Perfect Blue?
You gave Perfect Blue,
that's my favorite,
also a 9.5.
Okay, I was like, something's wrong, what's happened? Speaking of Perfect Blue, I was talking to Cerise, and I was like, listen, I think I just have a thing for watching stuff about the dark side of, like, fame, because I really love this show. mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was like, something. I don't know. I'm like, yes, famous people being fucked up, yes!
Yay,
I love it! I don't know why, but I think it's a very interesting genre.
So, true. I get it. I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's our ratings. Do you want to say what we will be watching next time?
I didn't think this far ahead.
No, I do the same thing. Sometimes, once we start wrapping up an episode, I'm like looking through my files. I'm like, shit, what are we going to watch next time?
I'm going to let you choose. I give you two choices right now.
Okay.
Do you want to finish Kid Cosmic, or do you want to continue watching BoJack?
I want to continue watching BoJack, I'm going to be honest.
I get that, because, like, I kind of do too.
Yeah. We're just going to watch BoJack for the next... How many seasons is it? Like, six?
Six.
It's going to be, like, six
That's
weeks.
3 months.
Yeah, 3 months of BoJack.
God.
They're like, can you please watch something else?
No. BoJack good.
BoJack good. It's so good.
Okay. Wait. That's good. Well, I'm glad you like it then.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Yay. Maybe I should start watching it back when I was in high school.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe. Well, let's talk about next week. Hee hee, tee hee, winks. Winking with both eyes.
Next Saturday is B's birthday. Yay. And per request, I will be releasing the Thundercast Roar episode.
I just think people deserve to see it, because I think only like we have seen it and nobody else has, and I just think people should understand the pain that we went through.
I miss it too.
People will finally be able to understand what the heck we're talking about when we talk about it.
Chat, in between this episode and next Saturday, I need you to watch 36 episodes of Thundercats Roar.
Did you say chat?
Chat? Did I? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. My bad.
You said chat.
Listeners.
Chat between
the... I'm sorry, I'm a streamer. But yeah, have a little bonus episode.
Yeah.
For this week.
Yeah, a little bonus.
Or next week.
Yeah. But next week, yeah. What was I gonna say? Yeah, you all need to have a Thundercats Roar hour, just like Mazzy did.
Maybe even two.
2 hours of Thundercats Roar. My God. I remember I was so in shock. I was like, how many episodes did you watch? And you were like, I watched like 30. And I was like, oh, good God. Are you okay?
I want to rewatch it. I think it ruined my head.
Yeah, it honestly ruined your head. No.
I miss him.
Messi, speak to me.
Tigra.
Shut up. Oh, God. Yeah, so next week, Thundercats Roar, and then the week after that. So you guys are getting 3 episodes. This week, next week, and the week after that. You guys are being spoiled.
You're welcome.
And then the week after that, we will be watching BoJack Horseman Season 2, which I guess will actually be the first show that I will watch all of. Actually, no, I watched all of Tear Along the Dotted Line. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this will be the second show that I will watch all of. Actually, no, that's also
of Jellystone,
lie.
I think.
Yeah, I think we watched all of it, because I remember I was like sitting there, I was like,
yes, the last episode.
Yeah, I think I was getting sleepy, but I was like, I gotta stay up. Mm-hmm. And then I've watched all of Total Drama and all of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And then I watched all of Kid Cosmic. So
yeah, why would you lie?
Yeah. I was like, never mind. I have actually finished quite a few things. It just feels like quite I don't.
Which is good. Yeah. That's fine.
Yay. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's wrap it up then.
If you liked hearing my voice, you can follow me pretty much everywhere at Gustosis, GUTSTOSIS.
Yeah. If you enjoyed hearing my voice, you can follow me on Twitter at Bumble Ruby, spelled Bumble, RUBE _. Sometimes I post things.
Yeah. If you like the podcast, you can tell your friends all about it. Please, right now do it.
Please.
You will... just get the Spotify link to the podcast and just put it in your group chat for fun.
Yeah.
No context, just put it in there. Mm-hmm. And if you do like us, you can follow us at Channel 2 News on Twitter and Tumblr. And
email.
If you want to email things to us, you can send an email with all the words you want in it.
Any words.
Any words, at channeltunepodcast@gmail.com.
Smiles.
And, the music for the podcast was made by my friend Ben Joyner.
Thank you. And this
Thank you.
Is where the music will play.
Back in the 90s. Oh, wrong song.